It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the greatest cannabis talk show on earth. Blue, what do you think?
I think that was pretty decent for you. It was not a bad intro.
Dude, you've done it twice now. Look at two shows in a row. Yeah. He just thinks he's big time over
Joe,
here.
Joe, what do we got going on?
I just first off want to thank everybody for praying for Blue's eyes and they being okay again.
I was giving Blue a break.
Right? He needs that. His eyes need to rest a little bit. But thank you guys seriously for listening to the podcast all around the world. We appreciate you. And for those who don't know, Planet 13 right here in Orange County is going to be opening. And we're going to be out there.
July 1st.
July 1st.
To the public.
So it's already open then. We are already...
No.
It's actually not yet. We're good. July 1st is going to be there. So for those who don't know, that's the largest dispensary in the world in Las Vegas, which is Planet 13. And now they're opening up a huge one. It's not the largest in the world, but I believe it's definitely the largest in Orange County.
Absolutely.
Hands down. I mean, the Harborside's big in Oakland. I don't know what the biggest one in California is, which is weird that I don't know that, and we should know something stupid like that because
you
this
should,
is what
Joe.
We do. But bottom line, it's going to be a big one.
Your segment.
Let's go
you
into
know
this.
How
and we're
going
to be there.
Listen, so to take it to another level, right? The Planet 13 in Las Vegas, Nevada, was the world's largest. Right.
It's not was.
It's like
50,000 square feet or something.
It's like 50,000 square feet. And let me tell you, they have cultivation. It's like 20,000 square feet of cultivation. They have another 15,000 square feet of a dispensary. They have food restaurants in there. They've got, different arrangements like umbrellas that are like just all over the ceiling, and they've got planes and stuff. And
how come we haven't been there and we didn't go there? We didn't have time last time. I want to go there.
Time.
I want to check it out. I just seen videos and I've seen pictures. I've never actually stepped into it.
You have this card. Call the owner and set up something for us to go.
Well, yeah,
well,
we will.
You know what we should do is when we go to G4 Live coming up at the what is that? G4 Live is the 29th through October 2nd in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay. We should maybe go out there on the 28th.
Hey, guess what? If you want to roll with us, call us up. 800-420-1980. We're going to take five people with us that want to roll with Cannabis Talk 101. So if you're one of the five that say, I'm going to go to G4 Live and I want to roll with you guys to experience your first experience at Planet 13, give us a call, and you better do it soon so we can lock it in. Once again, 800-420-1980.
Now, when you say go with us, now what does that mean?
Roll with us.
I mean, roll with us. I mean, is that?
That's VIP player style. That means you're going
to
get the experience that we get.
Yeah, but do they have to get themselves there? Are you going to get them there?
Oh, that means if you're in Vegas, player hit us. That means I'm giving you Nathan. I'm giving you Nathan. Except you better show up where I tell you to be at 2 p.m. if I say 2 p.m.
Listen, no.
Period. If you're out there at 2:05,
let's be
ghost.
Hold up, Joe. I'm not.
That
mad
makes
at
it
you.
Cool, like that, right? That makes it easy.
Well, I mean, you're saying you're gonna give. So
hey,
here,
Blue's
we're
playing
go.
The liar.
I know.
He's playing the lawyer now.
The lawyer.
Like, right? Joe, what are you saying?
What are you giving him?
What are you giving out?
Well, because look,
they can roll with us.
No, and I'm gonna be specific. Here we go. So we're gonna get you all access pass.
What?
All access passes.
Oh, you're gonna throw something big on this?
Well, you're giving things out.
I'm just saying to go. I'm saying you buy your own ticket to G4. I don't even care if you go to G4 Live. If you in Vegas and you want to roll with us to go to Planet 13, we're not going to give anything except that
Does
you
that
get
mean
to go to the experience.
On the bus with us?
Maybe. If they can meet us at the hotel, we'll probably be staying at the Mandalay Bay. Look me up. Craig Wasserman. That's the room number.
Yeah, good luck there.
I'm just saying that makes it simple. We
I'm
don't have
NRG,
to offer too
bro.
Much.
I'm NRG all day.
Exactly. And once you taught me that, I'm like, okay, you ain't going to find Joe Grande's name there.
No.
But I think that's easy that way. And not only that, it makes it less work for me. So don't be promising folks things because you ain't going to be the one checking the voicemail. It's going to be me.
Well,
so I'll give the way I can give away. That's good. People
to
roll with us?
At least give them a pass to go to the event. You know, it's a $300 or $400
that's
event.
Too much to give away to.
How about this?
Craig is tough as nails with 83. We just figured out his picture number. There it is.
There it is,
right there.
Number 83.
So took a whole podcast later to figure that one out.
But since you're listening, if you're out there listening and you want to go to G4 Live, check this out. We're going to start with this. We'll start with one free pass to G4 Live, the whole weekend experience. You get to.
So that's the first caller that calls us up and says, I want to go to G4 Live. You get one of those, so I'm not doing too much paperwork.
And you get to bring a guest.
Woo!
Now there is going to be paperwork involved. You got to leave your phone number. You leave your email. Okay.
Some people call us dog and they say, hey, I want it, blah, blah, and they don't do
they
that.
They don't even, I, do you know why?
It happens all the time.
Yeah, they call,
I can play you guys
Jason
voicemails and go, hey, shut the fuck up. Okay, come on. Yeah, okay. I want, love you. Thank you for calling.
Or they're like, I want something, and make sure you guys get back to me. Thank you. And they're all excited, and then they don't leave any contact information. Like, we just got caller ID on
hey,
a voicemail.
Hey, it's Jason Williams. I want to win a trip to Jamaica. Give me a call.
Man, he did. Jason Williams, by the way, if you are listening, Jason Williams was the winner to the trip to Jamaica.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Jason. We are proud of you, and we hope you enjoy yourself.
So we give away a good prize. So there it is. That's a good prize for people.
What? One pass?
One pass with a guest, and that's the first one. And that one person and the guest will go with us. You'll be part of the five that
you
I said.
You get to roll with us in and out of locations. You can't cling on to us the whole weekend, but you can hang out with us at some of the events.
It happens, Craig.
No,
it
no, because yeah,
you leave and you don't get the clingers.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, no,
oh,
yeah. You get to hang out, but don't start turning into a weirdo.
Or guess what? We'll let you know. We'll,
yeah, you can't come time up to the room and hang out. Can I go with you? No.
Can I go to dinner with you guys?
No. You can come to the event.
Well, if you're buying, maybe.
If you're buying, maybe we might consider.
Maybe. And,
if you and
that's a big maybe.
No, if you turn out to be super cool, you know, you might get invited to here.
There are some of those. You know what I mean? You got to understand. Yeah. We got Pitt and Kobe.
I got to stop while you're ahead.
Exactly. That's why I said the five. He puts too much
just
on it.
Stop.
No, I didn't say five. I said one plus a guest. You said five.
I think you know what we should do, maybe?
You know how Joe likes to
play. You know what's a good idea, Blue?
Hold on. No, wait, hold on. I got a good
idea. I
want
him to bust me out.
Cali FX, feel the effects, man. Make sure you get that. It is the CBD product of the year. Connector, it is going down. Pollinating relationships. It's an amazing company. And just on board is Budman Stew. Oh, it ain't real, bro. It's 420expressions.com.
And go to the website, 420expressions.com, you guys. They have these necklaces that look like a legit bud.
Nugs.
All you got to do is not get it wet for it to last forever. And when I tell you, this is exactly what we all wear and rock. Sometimes Craig doesn't, but we'll all wear them here
and there. I wear the lapel one.
Exactly. So, Craig, we all wear this product, you guys. Not all of us. All of us wear this product. Even Pitt. Pitt has one on right now. Look at that. Boom.
Yeah,
he's rocking
man.
His.
Oh, and Terpene Warehouse is working on a deal with them right now to actually make them scent
yeah,
it,
yeah,
to
yeah.
add smell to it.
Oh, God.
It's fantastic.
That's
be I'm so excited yeah. about
it. So go to the website, 420expressions. That's 420expressions.com. Budman Stew is the man with
and that's,
that.
And that's what happens at events like G4 Live.
Yeah.
That's
we
where
find
they
things like
that. That's where they met.
Yeah, the Terpene Warehouse.
That's where Terpene Warehouse met.
Yeah, so it was funny because Terpene Warehouse was in the booth right across the way from us, and then Budman Stew's
just to the side of us.
420 Expressions was just to the side of it, and so they started connecting and talking, and now they're talking about putting the terpenes in the 420expressions.com bud. And so that he smells, and I actually
they
came
did
up,
it there on site, and I smelled a couple of them.
It was
so
great.
It makes it amazing.
It made it smell great.
You gotta
man.
Love that smell.
And but you can find both of them on Connector, which is huge.
Do they actually
well,
have
not
the
really,
skunk
you can't,
smell?
But, they.
That's
I wish
all
they were.
I know from back in the day. If it didn't smell like skunk, it wasn't good.
I used to love that feeling.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's funny.
That skunk smell from back in the day.
Even better yet, because everyone still loved it. Oh. And back in the day, there was nothing better than me ripping a good bevel, a good fart, and going, you guys smell that? You guys smell that skunk? There's some good weed. Oh, damn it, Joe! That's
no,
what it reminds me of, too.
There was a difference between your fart
oh,
and the skunk
definitely,
weed.
But there's nothing better than going, you smell
that
good
it
weed?
It smelled like fucking skunk.
You guys, I got a good story to share with you before the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 come in here and before we get into whoever's making waves or some news, but you're going to love this story, you guys. The Bob Marley Museum, and this is, once again, this is going green because it's making the foundation some money, which is the Bob Marley Foundation. It's making waves because it's big in the cannabis industry, and it's great cannabis news. It's all of the above. Bottom line, Bob Marley's museum in Jamaica will finally sell cannabis.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's
crazy. The Bob Marley Museum in Kingston, Jamaica, is finally getting the one thing it's been missing, which, of course, is that reefer, man. The cannabis will be sold there. According to information that it's exclusively ahead on an official announcement, the Marley family and Doc Light Brands will open a Marley Natural branded dispensary at Bob Marley's former home and recording studio. The Marley Natural product lineup includes THC and CBD products as well as accessories. Doc, can you imagine going there? Bottom line, You're buying a Bob Marley pipe. You're buying a Bob Marley bong. You're buying everything they have there, a rolling, everything, right?
It's beautiful.
So for them to sell the accessories, I think it's right there at the house, at the, where it was the home. It's in, I just read it right there. It's in Kingston, Jamaica. This is where he was, his home and his recording studio. So they returned his home.
Who's bringing us out to Jamaica for a show?
Well, we have to go there. So now listen to this, you guys. I'm going to give you some key things. Under the Jamaican law, both residents and tourists can use cannabis for therapeutic purposes. Visitors, though, here's the key, will need to get a doctor's note in order to be able to acquire cannabis legally there. So don't think
a doctor's note from there?
From there. Yeah, that's what I'm reading, and that's what I'm understanding, and that's what I think the local law is.
Probably the guy when you're going down the street, and they go, hey,
get one from him.
I got a script.
Well, if it's $20, you better buy one right there. Along with the music, herb, which was such an important part. Oh, don't say it unless you got some.
It's so good.
A part of Bob Marley's life, he was always a strong advocate for cannabis and all of its healing qualities. I just think it's so dope, and I think it's about time something like this happens. We're thrilled to honor him and his contributions to the world of music and now cannabis at the Bob Marley Museum, said Stephen Marley, one of his sons. The store is expected to open later this year. I would go to this in a heartbeat and love getting any and all the products from there.
Is it not crazy, though, that how behind Jamaica is on cannabis? As far as it's still only medical, and it only has been that way for a few years.
And you would think it'd be recreational, at least.
Well, I went there 25 smoking. Years ago. I mean, I did it like it was
recreational.
I did it like it was legal, but it sure hell wasn't.
It sure wasn't. But you know what is legal? These women of Cannabis Talk 101 that are about to walk in here. We'll be right back with them.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Now it's time for the women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen Janae Ault and Playboy Playmate Christine Smith.
Welcome to the women of Cannabis Talk 101. I'm the skinny queen. You can follow me at skinny queen Janae.
I know I'm following you, and I'm Christine Smith, and you can follow me at Christine's Fire.
And you are vibing with the women of Cannabis Talk 101. Wow, what a beautiful day to be alive, right?
I'm excited for this segment. I know the boys are looking good today, all shiny and bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
We got new interns up in here, too.
We do. Shout out to our new interns.
Shout out to the new interns. And guess what? You watch and you're going to have to tune into iHeartRadio to hear the rest of the podcast on the Women of Cannabis Talk 101. And anyways, so I'm going to try to stop this, Christine.
That. All right, so I heard that you got some skinny on the skinny today.
I do got some skinny on the skinny, and it's about tying the old knot.
The skinny on the skinny is about who's tying the knot? Like married? Like getting married?
Well, it's about not just getting married, it's hooking the old ball and chain.
That's exactly what I think of marriage. Just ball, chain, ugh.
Right? Ball, chain, ugh. Well, I love that you said ugh. Because that's part of the old ball and chain. You know what I mean? The ball and chain around my neck is the nug. What about yours?
Oh, that's right. We do have those lovely nug necklaces.
Here
if
comes
if only we remember the proper shout out. Pitt's wearing one.
Pitt's got his butt on his neck. The butt on the neck. Anyways, all I have to do is say, here comes the bride,
all dressed in green.
Woohoo! And all the magical things of Mary Jane.
So that's funny that you mentioned weddings, because I actually, when I was a Playboy Playmate, I really wanted to get ordained and marry gay couples in the bunny outfit. Like, would there be anything better than that? If there's anyone that wants to, like, get married out there with by me in the bunny outfit, it's always been a dream of mine. Bucket list, let's go. Let me marry you.
Listen, I don't even know if somebody want to get married, because I just want to see her in the Playboy outfit.
Right? I want to see if I can even squeeze into that thing. I got to pop a few more ribs taken out again.
And you got to think about this, too. Like, do you think it was, like, the baby boomers, but it was the Kona boomers? Like, all the people that, like, were pumping out the babies, like, because we're all locked down, got nothing else to do.
So are you talking about all the cannabis weddings that happened during COVID?
Yeah, well, no, all the babies that were made and all the weddings that were on hold.
What if they named their babies after, like, their favorite sativa strain? Because that's what I would do. If I would get knocked up, is because I smoke too much weed, I'd be like, ooh, yeah, hey, what's up, baby gelato?
Yes!
You did your job, Gelato.
You did.
Twins.
Blue Dream. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I love Blue Dream. I love mixing Blue Dream on like everything, actually. Do you do that? Do you mix strains?
I do mix them. I like them when it's pre-mixed, you know, by the right people, you know. But it's good if you can just take a little flower and I'm at the one though where it's just not flour now. It's like take a little flour, put a little distillate, little wax, add a little you know, whatever you got, a little concoction.
Everything, literally everything I can. I just want to put on it and snort it.
And snort it.
And I do.
Yeah. So coming out of 2020, all the marriages got put on hold, Christine. Like, could you imagine?
Dude, how excited were guys? Whoa, honey, I'd love to marry you, but COVID, sorry. You know, we'll just wait.
Wait till COVID's over, baby. She's like, you keep taking this COVID and, like, using it as an excuse not to marry me.
Right? And now it's somewhere, and the guy's like, gotta run. Sorry, honey.
No, like, seriously, we're in a lockdown, honey, and, like, no one can come. Are you sure, darling? Are you sure you're not using this as, an excuse?
So would you marry someone who didn't use weed, Janae? I love how it's silent. The room's like, what? Who wouldn't want to use weed? But would you marry someone who did not use cannabis? Or I should say who was maybe even against it.
I would take my whole life convincing them.
Right? Aw. Me too. And then I just smack them the side of the head until they got it right.
Yeah, you know.
I'm right. Just listen, learn.
Which one gets closer? And like, think about like how things have changed coming out of quarantine and like how cannabis is becoming, you know, hopefully federally legal sooner than later. And but the ways that we handle our weddings, like Christine, think about weddings, you know, like what I used to weddings back in the day because everybody drinks alcohol. Is like who's sleeping with who, and like is the groom going to get like with the stripper before,
right? Who gets in a fight? And then cannabis is like, what's the worst thing that could happen at a wedding? We all hug, we're all in a circle hugging.
Well, yeah, and it's just like, think about it. It's like it's love on love, but think about like if you there's so many people now that are actually doing cannabis weddings, Christine.
Okay, I would maybe get married just to have a cannabis wedding.
I started thinking about like what my cannabis wedding would be, and it would start with a unicorn.
Okay, if I ever get married, there would actually be a unicorn there because it would be in freaking fantasy land.
Yes! And it would be fairies. Don't tell me they don't exist because this is my wedding. Would be fairies.
Hey, we'll just smoke until we see them. 100%. There's a strain out there.
And they would sprinkle pixie dust up the aisle for me.
Listeners, if you know of a strain that will help Janae and I see fairies, call us and tell us what it is. 1-800-420-1980.
Make sure you call. Make sure, because I want fairy dust and I want the real stuff. None of this Peter Pan shit.
Yeah, when I get married, I totally want people to just like crush up nugs and throw that. None of that rice shit. Just cover me in weed and I was going to come home and just like roll around naked in it. Shake it out of my hair.
Yeah,
smoke
shake it. And listen, don't be mad at me. I'm going to have little people and I want little people walking and I wanted them to be... probably painted green and start out with the Oompa Loompa song because it makes me happy and it's my wedding.
Probably wearing weed outfits, right?
That would be amazing.
Like little cannabis leaves?
Yes. And just go into song. And then you know what the best part about a cannabis wedding would be, Christine, is it's instead of everybody getting drunk and like crazy, everybody would just be like love upon love. So I mean, it'd probably just be crazy, but it still would be love upon love, you know?
That would be awesome. Like, I would just have everyone just bring me a different strain. There'd be a registry, not of, like, stuff I want to buy, just all these weird strains, and everyone would just have to find me just different strains. So then for, like, the first year of marriage, I would just smoke all the weed that we got gifted at our wedding for a year. I'm like, oh, remember when we got married? No, neither did I, but let's smoke weed.
Yes.
Let's smoke more weed.
And, like, Christine, on a real note, like, besides my fantasy land, but I still think it's going to be real one day because I put it out in fruition. Is what would you wear, Christine, like to your own cannabis wedding? Would the dress be white?
No, it would probably be like see-through with like green lace or something. Like nude, yeah. But then like silver and green, like sequiny somethings.
Okay.
Because I've noticed the older I get, the more my boobies are like, hi, we're still here. We would like to say hello. So I've noticed like every Halloween, I'm just basically naked. Like it's just see-through something and some form of crown, headdress, voodoo, something basically.
Okay. The number here is 1-800-420-1980 if you're looking to get married so we can see her in this dress immediately. And
I fall in love with anyone who gives me weed, basically. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Bring a pot of weed and come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down. So another question is like different kinds of like, I would have like flowers, like think about your bouquet.
Oh my God, strains, like purple kush strains, like
yes.
The red hairs. Oh.
And then you could think about like actually having like buds in it, or like even the marijuana plant would be in an accent.
Yeah.
Like you could have that in your hair.
That would be my bouquet for weed. Okay, yes. Now you want me to, I'm not going to get fake married just to do all this. Like literally a weed bouquet.
And you could have like little joints on everyone's table that said just married. And you could just smoke the Just Married joints. How sweet would that be?
All right, listeners, Janae and I are officially getting married just to have this. If you'd like to come, call.
And then, like, think about, like, you could have dab instead of, like, well, you could have bars because everyone's drink, but dab bars.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And every dab is, like, dedicated. Like, it would have, like, something cute it would say.
Because you know that marriage will last. Like, seriously, if you go to a wedding and there's, like, dab bars and the bride is holding, like, a cannabis bouquet, 100% that wedding's going
to
last.
Wait, grandma comes on up to
right?
the dab.
Grandma comes up. She's leaves. My glaucoma's cured. My glaucoma's cured.
She's on the dance floor. She didn't even need her crutches this
time.
She's
like busting a move.
Yes. And like think about even like at the dab bar, you could have each dab named after a year of like in their life or like how they've been together because of course they smoke cannabis. It's a canna wedding.
Wait, we need to create something. So you know how like every year it's like it's a gift of silver or gold or something. We need to start our own cannabis thing. So it's like the first year it's a certain type of cannabis gift.
Yes.
And then like five is cannabis. And then it's like at the end, what, gold plated bong? I don't know.
We'll get
there's a gold plated bong coming on our show actually. I think I ran into him. We have someone bringing us a gold plated bong, Janae.
Sounds good.
With laser. Let's go with laser.
Yeah, you know
laser.
How you're supposed to give someone the color blue, you know, for when someone's getting married. Well, what if it's the color green? Like it's their lucky green and they have to like stick it somewhere. Like we're creating
stick it somewhere.
It.
Well, actually, I want to stick green stuff everywhere. So
yes.
I approve of that porn.
Yes. So somebody actually is doing this and it's really, really cool. It's Cannabis Weddings Expo is an elegant curated boutique wedding expo. Come shop, meet local cannabis brands, wedding service providers, and you can tastefully incorporate everything from discreet nods to cannabis extravagant full service cannabis bars at your magical day.
This sounds so cool. We have to give them a shout out. I have never, there's never been one day in my life I thought I'd get married, a picture, a wedding dress, or anything. And even I want to go to this. I want to go see all this stuff and
yes,
try it on. Can you imagine just a see-through dress with just weed leaves everywhere?
I can, and I'm excited. You're getting married very soon.
You and I are going to go get married now.
Yes, and like, listen, it's www.cannabisweddingsexpo.com. That's www.cannabisweddingsexpo, not weddings, cannabisweddingexpo.com. www.cannabisweddingexpo.com.
I'm definitely
checking
out the site.
I had to say it enough because, listen, got to let it sink in. This is awesome. This is a day where two people are, like, joining on holy matrimony and, like, giving it up to Mary Jane as well because the good old green earth and this plant is medicinal as well, healing, loving. And it's just a beautiful thing. And Christine, you got any shout outs today?
Yeah, I do. Weedin just had their 2-year anniversary.
Weedin.
Double decker bus was there. Freaking hit. We loved
yes.
it.
Yes. And listen, if you're not feeling the effects, you're soon to, very soon. And that's Cali FX bus going all over America, stopping at all the dispensaries, teaming up nonstop. We got Miss Cannabis herself, Christine Smith. You've been on the bus. How is it?
We've got the Cannabis Talk 101 studio, so it's awesome. You guys will have to follow us on Christine's Fire and Skinny Queen Janae. Check
yes.
the pictures.
And I know the Quarantine 15 has got some people down, but listen, Skinny Weed is on the case. I'm writing some tickets to anybody that goes into Chubby Town. Skinny Queen is on the case.
I know it sure has Joe looking sexy, and on that note,
back to you boys.
Thank you for listening to the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the Skinny Queen, Janae Ault, and Playboy Playmate, Christine Smith.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live right here with Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law, and Joe Grande.
Hola, mijo.
And it is about to go down. Craig Wasserman, tell us what's going on in cannabis news.
Well, we got across the country here. Nevada governor signed a bill legalizing, finally, marijuana social consumption lounges. Consumption lounges will further solidify Las Vegas' statue as an entertainment capital of the world, as well as a destination for cannabis tourism.
It just needs to happen everywhere.
I mean, the fact that it didn't happen immediately, just like here in California, although when Prop 64 came out, it did say it's not governed by the Bureau of Cannabis Control, which controls and regulates all cannabis activities. It allowed cities to allow cannabis consumption lounges, but not a lot of cities have jumped on the bandwagon. So just like Vegas, people would come there from all over the world, go get their cannabis. Where are they going to smoke it?
Yeah.
In the room?
Well, these consumption lounges, I always think of, you know, the wine country, right? And the wine country now is cannabis country. They go hand in hand. You use those fields to grow beautiful crops of grapes, and you use those fields to grow beautiful crops of cannabis. And you also go there, and you have these wine-tasting things. Sometimes I feel like I missed the boat because I don't drink anymore, and I didn't get to go experience that with my wife, and a lot of our family friends go, and they go do this, and maybe you guys would go with your wives and do it, and looks like a good time. But why aren't they there already with the same type of events? You go to these vineyards in Napa where they have, you know, grows in Napa, or let alone right in our backyard here in frickin' San Diego. There's a bunch of big outside grows as well, let alone here in Los Angeles, and have a nice little consumption lounge. Go in there. They can tell you how long this bud's been sitting there after they cut it, how they cured it, how they did all that, where they hung it, show the hanging, just like they do the grapes, right? They can do this whole demonstration, and it could be very educational for those who go, how does it come from that to the, how does it go from the seed to growing to in this jar and to rolling it up? And they can show all that, and it can be such a great experience, and they can do the pairing like they do at a lot of these eating things. Pair this with that type of steak, with that type of fish, with this type of salad. With, I mean, it can be such a big experience.
That's actually happening now.
Well, those are happening more private. I'm saying at locations, right, at grows, like you're saying, consumption lounges. They need to have these consumption lounges at these big grows. We were on the phone with the owner of Planet 13, as you mentioned. I do have his number. He was calling us back. Me and Blue had a conference call with him the other day, and they were so juiced because they just got their consumption lounge license.
Yeah.
And they were so pumped. Yeah.
Right, they just passed the law. Literally, that's kind of interesting how quick.
You said
how quick they can get that.
Well, they're kind of tied in out there with a few people.
They were waiting for it to pass in order to get their license, and they already had it in the bag. They just needed the law to pass in order to do so. But I think they have like 5,000 square foot of consumption lounge there. I mean, that means they could throw parties at that place. I mean, you have to imagine there's going to be music, entertainment.
I mean, there should be.
There's going to be gaming there shortly.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Ever. Why not?
Until the federal law changes.
Why? What's the theory on that? What's the fact
because,
on that?
Because federal gambling is governed by the feds as well as the state. So as long as the feds are involved in that business activity, you can't have cannabis on the premise. You're not supposed to have cannabis on the premise.
Look at this logic if you're a fed.
There is no logic.
No, I know. But no, my name is Joe, by the way. Not Blue. But let me tell you something right now.
I didn't get it all the way.
How about them going like this? If they wanted to use this whole propaganda about cannabis, right? So you're getting high and you're spending more money possibly. Let's just use the whole high theory.
Right.
Let's just use
and
this whole quote unquote.
And you're not thinking right.
Let's just use that theory of what they run with, right?
Get in there.
Why wouldn't you think and say, well, you know what? Maybe we should allow this because they're going to probably spend more.
Well, no, because they know that if they're high, they're not going to spend more. They'll probably spend less. They're smarter. That's why they get you drunk as fuck. Drunk as fuck. And you don't remember.
Yes.
Did I bet that? What did I do last night?
Who is that?
I don't remember coming up
Whose
to bed.
Whose jacket is this?
Where'd those chips go? I had 10 black chips. Where'd they go?
You know, I'll tell you what.
My pocket, brother.
That's okay.
We've talked about this before. And,
it's going to come.
I think it will come, but I think it will be a little bit different than just smoke anywhere kind of thing. I think they'll have a lounge where you can smoke, like a cigar lounge.
Well, no, they have. No, they're actually, that's what they have now, is they have two types of licenses.
No, I'm saying in the gaming hotels. So, like, it'll be you can show up to the Hard Rock and you can smoke a joint.
No, I don't think they're going to allow it on the gaming floor. But what
not
they,
on the floor, like I said, a lounge or like a cigar
lounge, or at least in a smoking room.
Hold on, it's not legal in Vegas to smoke on the floor?
Hell no.
Pitt, what were you doing then? I thought that you
were.
Oh,
a lot of people do it. You know what? Hey, it's like LA. I mean, you know how many? It's not legal.
All my boys are smoking heavy on the floor.
Just like in California, it's not legal to smoke out in public. Okay? It's not legal. You can get a ticket for that. In Vegas, it's the same thing. But if you go on the strip, you would think they had a sign that says smoke anywhere
here.
You want.
Oh, because everybody's doing
everybody it. Everybody walking up down the strip. And knock on wood, from my perception, law enforcement doesn't give a shit.
I mean, it's funny when I'm smoking
unless
a cigar on the floor.
Face, you
know? I'm smoking a cigar to kids walking by, and I'm on the floor, right? And I feel a little funny doing that.
You should.
You should.
But you know what? On the other
it's
hand,
it's fine.
On the other hand, don't bring your fucking kid to Vegas and walk through a casino.
You know
that's my opinion,
and so is mine. And I've done
except
it. I've been
when
the dad taking my
volleyball,
kids.
And they have a volleyball tournament going on, and Joe's walking by with a cigar.
Oh, now you're the fucking hall monitor over
no,
here.
No, I'm just saying, like they were having a volleyball tournament.
Monitor, well, he shouldn't have been smoking that. That was a non-smoking area.
That was a non-smoking.
Hey, I just lit it, and I was walking. You know what? I felt like an asshole. I didn't realize it was a non-smoking.
That's different.
Area. I didn't realize at the time, and I did stop smoking until I got out
of
that area.
Well, the funny part is when
I
first got the G4 Live the first day, I go ask the guy standing in front of the volleyball thing going, where's Will Call? Like, he's looking at me. I got a weed shirt on. He's like, I don't know.
Hey, you pervert. This is a volleyball tournament.
And then I look up and I notice the whole inside is like 85 volleyball things set up. That was funny.
There was one asshole who got to the event and started setting up and started smoking a cigar in there. And he didn't realize that that's a non-smoking inside the venue.
Well,
I didn't know.
Vegas,
I thought you could smoke anywhere there.
It sounds like
know.
Vegas, because we talked to some people at G4 Live who were talking about getting the consumption lounge. They were waiting for it, and they have something now, like a private club. We were talking about ways around, you know, having a private club. But now they're allowing two types of businesses. One is it's attached to a retail cannabis business. And you can have your cannabis lounge next door.
And where is this news at? Is this everywhere? I know for sure it's in Nevada.
This is just for Nevada, specifically.
Oh, so you're just specifically reporting on
Nevada.
This is just Nevada
law, yeah, Las Vegas.
Do they say how many licenses they're going to give out for this?
It doesn't. It sounds like if you can find a place that's going to allow it off the strip, they're going to give it to
Cookies
you.
Cookies would be ideal
because
right there on the strip.
They're also giving a license to an independent lounge who can contract with a dispensary to bring in
the weed. That's an easy call. I mean, once you get a spot there, wouldn't you think these... hotels would just say, okay, cool, let's just designate this area for smoking and tie it into a dispensary.
Yeah, this is the Assemblyman Steve Yeager out of Las Vegas, quote, this is his quote, and it's great because it's so true. He says, I'm thrilled that Governor Sisolak has signed AB 341 into law. Consumption lounges will finally provide a lawful place for both tourists and locals to safely consume cannabis. Yeager told Marijuana Moment, in addition, lounges will help grow Nevada's small business economy, create hundreds of jobs. In addition, consumption lounges will further solidify Las Vegas' status as the entertainment capital of the world, as well as the destination for cannabis tourism. People know they can go to Vegas, they can go to a store, they can get it, and they can find somewhere to legally smoke it. If you don't smoke it in your hotel room, if you do, you need to get Spray 420.
You do need for a Spray 420. I'll tell you what, they charge you up the yin yang, you know, if they want
just
to.
Just get a smoking room. If you're going to smoke weed in a hotel, get a smoking room.
At least.
That's smart right there.
But I'll tell you what,
you smoke in a non-smoking room,
you're stupid.
You're fucked.
Do you get a smoking room when you go to Vegas?
Every time.
Do you really?
Every time.
Yeah, it's so
hard. But no, most of them, the newer hotels where we go, you can't really tell.
Oh, I only go to the new hotels.
Some of the hotels that we've been to, I mean, years ago, Mark and I went. We're probably talking 20 years ago.
It feels
sticky. We went downtown. I think it was Fremont. And we got a smoking room.
Yeah.
We walk into the hotel room and immediately turned around and walked out. It was like the smoke from the 40s were still in there.
Yes.
It was so bad. Like, I didn't
know. There was an old lady named Helen.
Hello,
fucking
man.
You
wouldn't slap no paint
it just,
over it.
Oh,
nothing
but.
Wallpaper on there, not even paint.
I mean,
is they have to change the drywall.
You vape, so it doesn't really matter.
In order to do it.
And the carpet.
They got to change the vibe.
I think it was the same carpet from 50 years ago.
Oh, when's the last time you were in Vegas? Was it G4?
No. I actually, after G4, we went to Oklahoma. Then we came back in my buddy's, my best buddy's wife's birthday, so I was there last weekend.
Well, if you were there last weekend, why the hell did you not go get a haircut with that fucking mop on your head?
Damn.
I did.
Is that a haircut right there?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
Oh, you just had a hat on all day?
I had a hat on all day, and I didn't use my product.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you a bigger question. How many times did you get noticed when you went to Vegas?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was like 85 fucking million. No.
They missed you.
Although I do got to give you props. I heard this random story. He's driving on the freeway and his license plate says Pop Brothers at Law, and there's a lot of traffic. And he's like, somebody's honking and rolled down his window. Hey, what's up, Pop Brothers at Law? I'm like, on the 15.
It was just a little nerve wracking. Truck like yours. I'm going, are they yelling at me? Did I cut him off? Am I fucked?
It gets a little too nervous. He told me this story as we were making fun of Mark for always bragging about, oh my God, I got noticed. I got noticed.
Everywhere, I go.
Everywhere he goes. I'm like, I know you're dressed as a fucking leprechaun. What do you expect?
Everywhere you go.
They're wondering, who is this guy?
Everybody sees you.
Yeah, that's why when someone notices me, I don't even like to use the word recognize. I don't like the word. But when someone notices me, I think it's better than my little brother because, I mean, I'm more nondescript. I mean, I'm not wearing colored this.
You just
that,
look like some old guy. Who's this old guy? Good-looking old guy.
It's the hat. It's the hat. So I was walking through one of the hotels one time, and there wasn't even an event going off. Usually when it's an event, everybody, you know, we recognize quite a bit.
Yeah, people are like,
yo, what's up, blah, blah. But I'm walking through, and I'm with the family, and someone's like, Cannabis Talk 101, and I look up. And then my wife's like, do you have the shirt on? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, looking around for him, and I'm like, I don't even see who it was. And someone just, you know, just chanted it out, like, yo, Cannabis Talk 101. I'm looking around, and if it was one of your boys, you know, they'd roll up up on you, like, yo, what's up? But I couldn't even find out who it was. I just looked around for him, and then I thought, I don't have the shirt on.
I was walking through, and all I heard is, hey, fat bastard!
Hey, what's up? Was that for
yo,
me?
Blue!
Yeah, and they said, hey, Blue. I go, no, I'm Joe.
No, I'm Joe. He's Blue. That's it. That's going to get us out of trouble right there. There it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. I want to thank you all for listening and joining. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.